हरे कृष्णा, अ काउंटर बैलेंस इज नॉट अ काउंटर. समटाइम्स पीपल गेट कॉट अबाउट इन एक्सट्रीमिटीज. सम पीपल से दैट टू प्रैक्टिस स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ वी नीड टू रिनाउंस द वर्ल्ड, एंड द रिनाउंस्ड ऑर्डर इज द ओनली वे वी कैन प्रैक्टिस स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ सीरियसली. एंड सम अदर पीपल से दैट एक्चुअली we all have to live in this world, and what we do in this world in the service of God, that is what is a tangible contribution. Just renouncing the world, what are we doing practically? God has given us our families. God wants us to do our duties. So both positions can become extremes, and both focus on how they are right and the other is wrong. However, for resolving this, we need to understand the difference between a counterbalance and a counter. Counter, when we counter something, at that time we prove that it is wrong. Whereas when we counterbalance it, that means we understand that just like there is a pendulum, it has one extreme and it has other extreme. Or if you have a weighing scale, it has two sides to it. So a counterbalance is not a counter. It is something which is meant to balance so that, as the word says, so that a balance comes about. So if we look at this, the Bhagavad Gita talks about spirituality that is world engaging, and the Srimad Bhagavatam focuses on spirituality that is largely world renouncing. In the Bhagavatam, the context is that Parikshit Maharaj is a king who has been cursed to die in 7 days, and he has himself accepted that curse, and he wants to not counter it at a material level but transcend it at a spiritual level. So naturally for him, the same universalist inclusive message of bhakti is presented with a focus on renunciation. He's already renounced the world and he needs to be boosted in his resolve. So accordingly, Srimad Bhagavatam, in its central speaker Shukadeva Goswami, speaks stories and gives analysis that glorifies utter renunciation of the world for the purpose of singular focus on the Supreme. So, in contrast, if we look at the setting of the Bhagavad Gita is spoken to Arjuna, who is about to fight a war which is going to be the most important war of his life, and it is a war which is essential for the establishment of the rule of dharma. So for Arjuna, his duty, martial and devotional, both coincide and both center on his fighting the war. So for him, the Bhagavad Gita time and time again stresses engage spirituality rather than renounce spirituality. So for example, in 5.2, Krishna tells Arjuna that संन्यास कर्म योगश्च निश्रेयस कराऊभव तयोस्तु कर्म संन्यासात कर्म योगो विशिष्यते. So he says that both संन्यास कर्म योगश्च, संन्यास is renouncing in the world, कर्म योग is doing one's duty in the world, निश्रेयस कराऊभव, both lead to auspiciousness, both are good, Arjuna. तयोस्तु कर्म संन्यासात, but among those two, karma yoga vishishyate, as compared to karma sannyas, karma yoga is better. Why? Because there are various reasons the Bhagavad Gita will give, but most important is that in the context for Arjuna, activity was better than renunciation. So here, what does this mean? It doesn't necessarily mean that as a universal statement for everyone, action is the recommended path. Nor does the Bhagavatam, the glorification of renunciation, mean that renunciation is the recommended path. We need to know that bhakti is so universal that action and renunciation are both subordinated and harmonized through devotion. And how we can best cultivate devotion and share devotion will vary according to time, place, circumstance. So taking into consideration our time, place, circumstance, and taking the guidance of our spiritual guides, we can learn how best we can cultivate devotion in our specific situation, be it through action or through renunciation. And then we see statements in scripture, some which espouse action and engagement, some which espouse renunciation and disengagement. We should see them not as counters, but as counterbalances, which give us a holistic understanding of the inclusive scope of devotion. That everybody, whether they be of the inclination to renounce or whether they be of the inclination to be engaged, they all can be integrated and elevated by the inclusive potency of bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.